Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to the program of Madani Channel, Quranic Insights. In today's episode, we'll explore a topic selected from Surah Al-Fatiha, the excellence and importance of the glorification of Allah Almighty. We'll begin by defining what hamd and thana are, followed by a discussion on their significance, benefits, and why they are essential. Let's begin our episode with the excellence of durood. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "As long as a Muslim recites durood upon me, the angels continue to shower mercies upon him." Now it is up to the person whether he chooses to send a few or many durood. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, in terms of sequence, Surah Al-Fatiha is the first chapter of the Holy Quran. But in order of revelation, it is the fifth. Most scholars agree that Surah Al-Fatiha was revealed in Makkah. This chapter consists of one ruku and seven verses. The numerous names for this chapter highlight its significance and excellence. Some of its well-known names include Fatihatul Kitab, Suratul Hamd, Ummul Quran, Ummul Kitab, Sab'i Mathani, Suratul Shifa, and Suratul Dua. In this chapter, some topics are explored in depth, while many other aspects are mentioned briefly. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Mawla Ali al-Murtaza radiyallahu anhu states, "If I wished, I could load 70 camels with the commentary on Surah Al-Fatiha." Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, this chapter covers several key subjects in depth. The chapter begins with a discussion on the hamd and thana of Allah Almighty. It highlights Allah Almighty as the Lord of all worlds, the most magnificent and the most merciful, emphasizing the resurrection after death and rewards for deeds on Judgment Day. The chapter affirms that only Allah Almighty is worthy of worship and the true source of help. It also outlines the proper manners of supplication, teaching people to pray for guidance to the true religion and the straight path, to follow the righteous and to avoid those who have gone astray. Dear viewers, in today's episode, we'll be exploring a topic from Surah Al-Fatiha, the excellence and importance of the glorification of Allah Almighty. So let's first understand what hamd and thana mean. In the first verse of Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah Almighty proclaims, "Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen." Translation from Kanzul Irfan, "All praise is for Allah, the Lord of all the worlds." This means that Allah Almighty is worthy of all praise and glorification because He possesses all the attributes of perfection. In the blessed verse, hamd refers to the praise given to someone for his attributes. Sometimes it's expressed in gratitude for a blessing. Sometimes it's offered simply for the sake of praise without any specific bounty in mind. Allah Almighty has bestowed countless blessings upon us. If we take a moment to reflect, whether we look around us or even at ourselves, we realize that our very existence is a collection of these bounties. Consider the human body, even at a surface level, our eyes, our nose, ears, our tongue, each of these is a bounty. The ability to speak and communicate, our hands and legs are all gifts from our Creator. In truth, there are countless bounties granted by Allah Almighty, and for these, we should continuously offer our praise and glorification. Dear viewers, adopting the habit of performing hamd and thana of Allah Almighty is ultimately beneficial for us, not for Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty doesn't need our praise. It neither benefits Him nor harms Him. When we offer praise, it is us who stand to gain. In fact, praising Allah Almighty brings goodness into our lives because He Almighty rewards us for it. The importance and greatness of hamd and thana are evident in the fact that Allah Almighty Himself praises and glorifies Himself and loves to be praised. His self-praise is the most perfect, as no one knows better than He does how much praise He truly deserves. No one amongst the creation can fully do justice to His hamd and thana. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "No one loves to be praised more than Allah Almighty, which is why He praises Himself." The importance of hamd and thana is evident from the fact that the very first chapter of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha, begins with the hamd of Allah Almighty. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, all praise is for Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. Additionally, when announcing the news of His creation, Allah Almighty first began with His own hamd. Hence, Allah Almighty proclaims in the first verse of Surah Al-An'am, Alhamdulillahi alladhi khalaqas samawati wal ard. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, all praise is for Allah, who created the heavens and the earth. Dear viewers, the hamd and thana of Allah Almighty hold immense significance. Let's discuss why that is so. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Sitting with those who remember Allah Almighty after Fajr Salah until sunrise is more beloved to me than freeing four slaves from the descendants of Ismail alayhi salam." Likewise, sitting with those who remember Allah Almighty after Asr Salah until sunset is more beloved to me than freeing four slaves. Dear viewers, consider the excellence of hamd and sana. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam valued sitting with those who remember Allah Almighty even more than freeing four slaves, despite it being a simple act of sitting. Similarly, a person who engages in the hamd and thana of Allah Almighty is granted immense reward, and this action adds many good deeds to his record. As the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "There are two words that are very light for the tongue, but weigh heavily on the scale of deeds, and are greatly beloved to Allah Almighty. These words are Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim." Similarly, in another blessed hadith, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said about hamd and thana, "Allah Almighty has selected four phrases from His book: Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, and Allahu Akbar. When someone says Subhanallah, Allah Almighty records 20 virtues and removes 20 sins. Similarly, when someone says Alhamdulillah, it brings the same reward. When someone says La ilaha illallah, it also carries the same reward. Additionally, when someone says Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, it results in 30 good deeds being recorded and 30 sins being removed. Dear viewers, in describing the excellence of Hamd and Thana, the blessed hadith tells us that if someone wants to increase good deeds, the easiest way is to glorify Allah Almighty with these words. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallahil azim. These words add many good deeds to one's record. Therefore, one should take these teachings to heart, recognize the significance of hamd and thana, and make it a habit to regularly praise Allah Almighty. Dear viewers, hamd is beloved to Allah Almighty, and His devoted bondsmen and angels engage in this act of praise. Every prophet performed the hamd of Allah Almighty on different occasions. Some praised Him after being relieved from suffering, others upon being blessed with children, granted excellence, or in gratitude for the strength to obey His commands. Indeed, various prophets performed the hamd and thana of Allah Almighty in different situations. For example, when Allah Almighty granted Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam and his companion salvation, He commanded him to offer hamd and thana. Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 28 of Surah Al-Mu'minun,
فَإِذَا اسْتَوَيْتَ أَنْتَ وَمَنْ مَعَكَ عَلَى الْفُلْكِ فَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي نَجَّانَا مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan: So when you and those who are with you settle on the ark, then say, all praise belongs to Allah, who granted us salvation from the nation of oppressors. Similarly, when Allah Almighty blessed Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam with children in his old age, He expressed His gratitude by offering hamd and said, verse 39, Surah Ibrahim,
Alhamdulillahi alladhi wahaba li 'alal kibari Isma'il wa Ishaq.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan: All praise is for Allah, He who granted me Ismail and Ishaq in my old age. In the same way, all the angels continually perform the hamd and thana of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty proclaims,
وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan: And the angels glorify the praise of their Lord. Dear viewers, whenever we receive a blessing or are relieved from suffering or hardship, we should also offer hamd to Allah Almighty and praise Him. By doing so, we align ourselves with the believers who have been promised paradise, as one of their qualities is that they regularly praise Allah Almighty. Hence, in part 11, Surah Tawbah, verse number 112, it is proclaimed,
التائبون العابدون الحامدون.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan: The penitent, the worshippers, those who praise. Dear viewers, keep in mind that we should not reserve our praise and gratitude for Allah Almighty only when we receive a new bounty or are relieved from suffering. Instead, we should also offer hamd and thana for the countless bounties He has already granted us. By being grateful and striving to use His bounties in ways that please Him, we open the doors to even more blessings in our lives. One way to receive more blessings and increase in bounties is by showing gratitude to Allah Almighty. When we express gratitude, Allah Almighty increases the bounties in our lives, as proclaimed in the Holy Quran, verse 7 Surah Ibrahim, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, if you thank me, then I shall most definitely grant you more. Dear viewers, there are three ways to show gratitude to Allah Almighty: through the tongue, the heart, and the limbs. We can express gratitude by praising and glorifying Allah Almighty through the tongue. Gratitude through the heart is shown by harboring goodwill towards all of creation, keeping the heart constantly engaged in the remembrance of Allah Almighty and avoiding heedlessness. Similarly, gratitude is demonstrated by using our limbs in obedience to Allah Almighty and refraining from sin. For example, showing gratitude with our eyes means that if we notice a fellow Muslim's flaws, we conceal them and avoid dwelling on his sins. Anyway, we should perform the hamd of Allah Almighty in every circumstance. One way to do this is by performing salah punctually, as every rak'at of salah includes the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha, which begins with the hamd and thana of Allah Almighty. Salah is incomplete without Surah Al-Fatiha. Additionally, when we rise from ruku, we say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِيدًا, meaning, Allah has heard the one who praised him. This highlights that the acceptance of our supplications is tied to our praise of Allah Almighty. For this reason, hamd is considered the essence and pillar of salah. So we should also strive to praise Allah Almighty abundantly in our nafl prayers, just as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam did. Reciting various words of hamd during the qawma in salah. Similarly, there are certain occasions when performing the hamd of Allah Almighty leads to the forgiveness of sins. One such occasion is after completing salah. A person who praises and glorifies Allah Almighty by reciting Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and Allahu Akbar after salah will have his sins forgiven, even if they are as numerous as the foam on the sea. Dear viewers, as you can see, by performing the hamd and sana of Allah Almighty, we not only earn abundant good deeds and rewards, but also have our sins forgiven. We should make it a habit to perform hamd and thana before every good deed. This practice carries many benefits. For instance, starting a supplication with hamd makes it more likely to be answered. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam also encouraged us to begin our supplications with hamd and thana. Hence, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam says, when one of you makes a supplication, he should begin with the hamd and thana of Allah Almighty. Similarly, praising Allah Almighty and offering hamd after eating or drinking brings his pleasure and draws us closer to him. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, indeed Allah Almighty is pleased with a bondsman who performs the hamd of Allah Almighty and praises him after eating even a single morsel or drinking just a sip. Dear viewers, we've discussed the excellence of hamd and thana and the blessings that come from it. Now let's explore why hamd and thana are essential and why they hold such importance. Keep in mind that praising and remembering Allah Almighty are necessary because they bring peace and satisfaction to the heart. Allah Almighty proclaims, "Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub." Translation from Kanzul Irfan, pay heed, only through the remembrance of Allah do hearts attain contentment. It brings satisfaction to the heart and makes other matters easier, as Allah Almighty proclaims in verses 97 and 98 of Surah Al-Hijr.
وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُنْ الساجدين.
And we certainly know that your heart is saddened by what they say. So glorify with the praise of your Lord and be of those who prostrate. Through the hamd of Allah Almighty, a person excels and surpasses others. There are countless blessings and virtues in hamd and sana. Therefore, we should always keep our tongues engaged in hamd and sana, beginning and ending every task with praise to the Creator. By doing so, our hearts will find peace and contentment. Our good deeds will multiply. Our sins will be forgiven. Our challenges will become easier, and we will earn the pleasure of Allah Almighty. May Allah Almighty grant us all the ability to offer His hamd and sana and bless us with His pleasure. Dear viewers, now let's discuss some of the virtues and rewards of Surah Al-Fatiha and conclude our episode. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id ibn Mu'alla radiallahu anhu states, I was in the middle of Salah when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me, but I did not respond. After completing my prayer and approaching him, I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was offering salah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Did Allah Almighty not say, meaning, come forth to the court of Allah and His Messenger when they call you? He then asked, Shall I not teach you the best chapter of the Holy Quran before you leave the masjid? Then he took my hand, and when we intended to leave, I reminded him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you said that you would teach me the greatest chapter of the Holy Quran. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is Surah Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It is Sabri Mathani and the Quran that was granted to me. Similarly, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Surah Al-Fatiha is a healing for every disease. On one occasion, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam highlighted the excellence of Surah Al-Fatiha by saying, Allah Almighty did not reveal a chapter like Ummul Quran in the Torah or the Injil. Dear viewers, if you recite Surah Al-Fatiha 100 times and then make a supplication, insha'Allah, the supplication will be answered. Dear viewers, in today's episode, we explored the definition of hamd and thana, as well as their excellence, importance, benefits, blessings, and necessity. May Allah Almighty accept our endeavors. Insha'Allah, we'll be back in the next episode with a new topic. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.